Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
37 minutes past 2 o'clock on KDKA. I've been really, really excited about having an opportunity to talk and learn about this subject with our next guest. I want to welcome into the program a young lady by the name of Maria Mazza, who is joining us. She is a graduate student in Dr. Eva Tesler's lab at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill. And that lab has recently had some of its work published in the Journal of American Medical Association Pediatrics. And it is a study that is looking at how exactly does the brain function change, and is there a correlation as it relates to social media use over a period of years? Maria, it is wonderful to have you here. Welcome to KDKA in gloomy and overcast Pittsburgh. How are things in Chapel Hill today?
They're great. They're also a little gloomy, but I really appreciate getting the opportunity to be invited onto your show.
Well, this is an amazing, amazing study because, you know, I think it's important to point out at the very beginning of this, the mentor in your lab has said, you know, let's acknowledge that there are some important limitations, that because adolescence is a time when kids are making many, many friends and expanding sort of their knowledge and their circle, that the brain differences could simply be a matter of, you know, that they're gravitating toward peers. It doesn't necessarily have to correlate with social media usage. Am I saying that appropriately? Did I capture sort of what Eva was saying?
You're right. So adolescence is a really unique developmental period where there's a lot of changes that teens experience within their brains and their bodies that help prepare them in for the transition into adulthood. And one of the changes is that they start seeking out more in social interactions, particularly with their peers. The unique thing about media platforms is that they allow teens to have this constant access to social feedback whenever they want to. Right. You know, at any point they can open up an app and be able to see all sorts of social information, which is rewarding, which is what we're trying to capture within our research. But you're absolutely right. We cannot draw causal inferences based on these associations that we found.
So what you've been doing is basically looking at successive, if I understand it correctly, brain scans, looking at kids between the ages of 12 and 15, which is a time when obviously there's a lot of brain development that's going on. And in essence, what I understand you found is that those who were habitually checking social media feeds showed a very distinct trajectory, and that as a result, they were looking for more social rewards from peers, and that seemed to go up and up and up. How did you do that? Give us an idea from a methodology standpoint. How did you go about drawing that inference?
Yeah, so basically, we brought in some teen participants, and we asked them to tell us how often they checked different social media platforms, which happened to be popular when we collected the study, which was in 2018. And then every single year for a period of 3 years, we had them complete a brain scan. And while they were in the scanner, they played a computer game in which they anticipated and then received social feedback. So they were shown a picture of a smiling peer and a picture of a frowning peer, for example. And we were able to see what brain regions are activated in response to getting social feedback from their peers as a result.
I think it's fascinating that you basically break these kids out, and they came from rural North Carolina. You broke them out into what you're terming habitual users, that you're talking about those people who were moderate users and non-habitual users. Help us to understand, what do those three terms mean in terms of your research?
Right. So we basically broke them up into three quite even distributions of groups. And we found that there was a group of adolescents who checked very, very few times, basically not more than once per day. So sometimes they weren't even checking social media every day. Mm-hmm. And those were the non-habitual checkers. The moderate checkers were individuals who checked anywhere between 1 to around 14 times per day. And the habitual checkers were those who were checking 15 or more times per day.
That's a staggering number. And yet at the same time, I know that it's not just kids who are doing that. I know a lot of adults who are in the exact same. When you consider that those social media platforms might be your Facebook, your Twitter, your Instagram, TikTok, et cetera, right? I mean, by the time you check each one of those, you know, there's four different ones. You do it four times. You're at 15, right? I mean, you're there in that regard. So it's not a matter of checking your Instagram 15 times a day. It's just any social media platform, correct?
Exactly.
Got it. So after you've been through this and after you've gone through the process from 2018 and you worked through this over a period of 3 years, what were your conclusions? What did you find?
Yeah, so we found that teens who checked social media more often, so who were checking habitually, saw an increase in their sensitivity to expected social feedback over time. In other words, it seemed that these teens were becoming more attuned to social feedback. However, teens who didn't check as often were becoming less sensitive to the same social feedback over time. Now, a really important question to ask ourselves, or that has come up a lot, is whether these changes are good or bad. And the answer is that we can't answer that with the current study that we conducted. The increasing sensitivity that we're seeing in teens who are checking social media more often could potentially be negative when it prompts future compulsive social media checking behaviors. However, it could also be an adaptive change that is going to help them navigate social interactions, particularly digital social interactions, in a world that's increasingly becoming more and more digital.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So there could be a positive side to it, whereas the old timers may be saying, well, this is all horrible. It doesn't make any sense. But for them, it doesn't make any sense. For the young people that their world is digital, it may make perfect sense. That's sort of what I hear you saying.
Absolutely. And we just need to do more research to determine how these maybe differences could be impacting kids' social and emotional outcomes later on.
So as we wrap things up with Maria Mazza here from the University of North Carolina, one of the co-authors of this study that we're talking about, what do you do next? I mean, how do you follow up? Are there things that have sort of been consensus within the lab and within this study group that says, hey, we really need to look at this? Or are there two or three different things that could lead to a multitude of different studies?
That's a good question. I think one of the very clear suggestions that we got from this paper is that we need to start exploring how digital media and social media might be impacting kids starting from an earlier age. You know, at the beginning of the study, we worked with 12-year-olds, and we found that there were already differences within how their brains were processing that may or may not be due to social media use before the study was collected. So we want to try to do this experiment again, but starting from like third and fourth graders to see how they are behaving and how their brain trajectories look before they even start using digital media. And then once they start to be able to better capture these differences.
It also seems to me that you could do another one that is a child an introvert or an extrovert? And does that impact what it is in terms of, you know, are they going to be a habitual user as opposed to a non-habitual based on just their inclination to other people, right? I mean, you could look at that.
Absolutely. There's so many other factors that might impact brain development trajectories. And so it's important to look at them as a bigger scale and how they function with social media at the same time.
Well, Maria, I don't want you to look at brain trajectory of radio talk show hosts because I'm afraid of what that might end up leading to. But I cannot tell you how much I appreciate the research that you all have done and your ability to come on and share that with us here in Pittsburgh. Thank you very, very much for your insight and for your articulate way of going through this. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Great stuff from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Go Heels. Boy, what an amazing, amazing piece of research that is.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.